ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधर शिवासारी गौर भक्त वृंदा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधर शिवासारी गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Those guys don't have to see. They'll take
care of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram Ram Hare Hare Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo
Welcome everybody to the Gaura Purnima Festival, Spiritual World. It's a place where there's a festival eternally going on. Of course, there's peaks and valleys as well for variety. As we were leaving Jagannath Puri recently, and we had been there for about 8 days together, hearing and chanting, doing Sankirtan together, and the day before and the day of the leaving, we felt sad. And Madhavananda Prabhu, who was there guiding us through Jagannath Puri, pointed out that when festivals come to an end, then they start again somewhere else. And in the interim, you develop even more taste for the next festival. So there's a string of festivals going on. In fact, this garland, the garlands that we see around, are also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a garland of beautiful verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Garland's a very important image because you can string together the best and keep it with you wherever you go. In fact, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami recommends that we make a garland of a verse, Trinad api sunichena, toror api sahishnuna, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari, and wear it around our neck wherever we go. So, coming together for festivals, and I don't know if any other religious process has as many festivals as the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So if you have a calendar, you can look, and practically every other day, there's something to celebrate. And today is especially important for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the founder of our sampradaya, although it's coming originally from Krishna and it gets passed down, and he assumes the role of participating in the sampradaya. He's the sampradaya founder for the Gaudiyas. We're in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. That is, Brahma is the first created being in the universe. And when he comes out into darkness and can't find his way, he doesn't know who he is or where he's come from, he has a self-searching mood. This is the nature of every living being. It's built into the human psyche to inquire, who am I? In fact, the Vedic scripture says that this is the main purpose of life, to ask this question. Atato Brahma Jignasa, the Vedanta Sutra says, now is the time to inquire. Now you've come to the human form of life, you can ask this question. And as soon as you sincerely ask this question, who am I, what's the purpose of my life? Simple question, isn't it? Yes or yes?
Yes.
But the answer is so profound that there are volumes written about it, who you are. Mostly I don't consider who I am. I'm thinking about what I want, but I don't think whether it's good for me or not. I don't know what my nature is exactly. But Brahma is the most intelligent person in the universe. So he knows to ask this question. And the answer is forthcoming. Of course, first, in the Bhagavatam, it's explained how he hears the two syllables, tapa. Everyone say tapa.
Tapa.
So tapa means divine austerity. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's mentioned also, Nayam deho deha bhajam nriloke kashtan kama marhate vidbujam ye tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shud yad yasmad brahma saukyam tanantam. Lord Rishabhadeva says, human life is meant for divine tapasya, tapo divyam. People everywhere are performing tapasya. We know this from watching the 101 freeway. At practically any time of the day or night nowadays. It's tapasya just to move around in the world. They're built-in tapasyas. But this is different. It's divine tapasya. And what Brahma hears and understands is, yes, there's a way to perform divine tapasya. Atate pe sasuchiram brinan govinam avyam shweta deepapatim krishnam golokasyam paratpanam. In the Brahma Samhita, we hear how we perform divine austerity. And Saraswati, Uvacha puratas tasmai tasya diva Saraswati kama krishnaya govinda he gopi jani ityapi balabaya priya fanir mantram te dasati priyam tapastam tapa etena tava siddhir bhavishyati. Saraswati, divine Saraswati, appeared before Brahma and said, here is a mantra. You take this mantra and by it you'll get everything. You'll become perfect by the mantra. So Brahma embraced this process given to him, and then he heard the flute song of Sri Krishna. And when the flute song entered into his ear holes, we're in a universe where Brahma has four heads. How many ear holes? Okay, just checking. And that sound vibration from Krishna's flute entered into his heart. Brahma was the first initiate into this line of our sampradaya coming from Krishna. And Brahma, after being enlightened by Krishna, then taught his son Narada, Narada to Vyas, Vyas to Madhva, and down through Madhva, a series of various spiritual masters and acharyas, and then to Madhavendra Puri, coming down through Advaitacharya, Nityananda, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. Now, it's as if he's an ordinary acharya, but actually he's also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is what all the other acharyas are pointing to, especially the Gaudiya acharyas who go to great length in their teachings to show us the places in the scripture where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being pointed out. And one who takes the time to triangulate and find out what is the, first of all, the qualification and the symptom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does it mean, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? There's a whole science to it. For instance, as the Bhagavatam opens up in the second chapter, Vedanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yaj gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdite. So that the absolute truth is non-dual. God means he's everything. But he's divided into three features, although he's undivided. Divided but undivided. And that is Brahman, or the glowing effulgence, Paramatma, or the way in which he expands himself into the heart of every living being and into every particle within the universe. He's all-pervading. And Bhagavan, who's the source of both the expanded manifestations and also the Brahman effulgence. And he's also full of all opulences, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never comes in under the control of the material energy. He's all merciful. We hear the verse from our Mangalacharna, which Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. This verse is declaring Krishna to be an ocean of mercy. He's all powerful and he's also all merciful. And he also has a personal life. Gopesha Gopika Kanta. He's a lover of the gopis. Means that he has relationships, his own intimate relationships in the spiritual world. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to teach in to the world that every living entity, all of us, have an eternal relationship with Krishna. But it's been diverted temporarily, but can be easily revived through the same process that Brahma took. And what is that process? Two syllables. Everyone say it together. It's not so scary, right? Yeah, tapa there must be. There's always tapa. But if you purposefully perform tapa according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you enjoy life. This is the point that Rishabhadev says, Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shudyad yasmad brahma saukyam tvanantam. Ananta means unlimitedly. If you perform divine austerities, you will enjoy unlimited happiness. It seems counterintuitive to the materially trained mind that by performing tapasya, some austerity, that you can come to unlimited happiness. But this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching. However, in previous ages, there were more difficult ways in which to perform tapasya. But in the Kali Yuga, all the scriptures tell us that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method of performing tapasya is Kevala Anandakanda, which means it's a path that is only bliss, it's only happiness. Chanting, dancing, feasting, everyone say.
Chanting, dancing, feasting.
Doesn't sound much like tapasya, does it? Before I came to the Krishna Consciousness Movement, I was convinced that I had to perform severe tapasya. And I was trying to do something like that. And then I got a Back to Godhead magazine, and in it said, the real tapasya is chanting, dancing, feasting. I said, why didn't somebody tell me this before? At first I didn't believe it. It sounded too good to be true. But as I studied the philosophy behind it, what is the chanting? It's not an ordinary song and dance. It's a vibration that comes from the spiritual world. Golok era prema dhan harinam sankirtan. Nartam Das Thakur says, this song that we're singing and we're feeling joy in singing, it's coming from the topmost realm in the spiritual world named Goloka Vrindavan. And in another place in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada describes with authoritative reference that the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra is non-different from the sound of Krishna's flute. And feasting? How can that be? Someone came to the Atlanta temple once and he was also under the misconception that he had to be very, very restrained. Of course, restraint is a good idea, but in the right way. He was being artificially restrained, and then when we brought out the feast, he said, are you sure this is okay? He wanted to check several times. And the Shastra says, yes, this feasting, taking prasadam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced, and if you read the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which you, I was going to say must, but somebody told me recently, don't say must. Well, let me say it in a casual, you really must read this book. But you'll find many descriptions of how the devotees are cooking preparations to offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And afterwards, they're coming together to chant and then honor that prasadam. I have a request for everyone to move up and move toward the deity. A lot of devotees standing by waiting. So let's see if we can do this in the most coordinated way possible. Move up this way, 7.2 inches. And at the same time, move that way by 5 inches and see what happens. On your mark, get set, go. Hey, this is working. Very good. If you see a gap, fill it up. Defragmentation. Is everyone all right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri with all his devotees, they went to Kashi Mishra's house. And it was much, much smaller than this. And there were more devotees than there are here. So it's one of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be crammed in with other devotees. So everyone say, Haribo! Yeah. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes as a devotee to teach us how to be a devotee. It's said that his appearance is his Acharya Lila. He comes to teach through his pastimes how we should live our lives. And one of his greatest pastimes with his devotees is in taking prasadam. So we have chanting and then dancing and feasting. So this dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance with his devotees for hours. All night long they would dance. When we were in Jagannath Puri, we learned that when the devotees in Jagannath Puri joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Navadvip, rather, joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for nocturnal kirtan. You know, that starts right when the sun starts to go down and it ends in the morning. They didn't quit their day jobs. It's not that they slept in all the next day. But because of the power of the mantra and their association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees just didn't sleep for 1 year. They were so empowered. They'd chant all night long and then they'd go out and do their worldly work, take care of their families, work, whatever they were doing, and then they would come back at night. And for 1 year, he held pastime of chanting in Srivast Thakur's house, and nobody slept. And nobody noticed also. Mahaprabhu also held spontaneous festivals. For instance, a mango festival. One day, he planted a mango seed, and immediately the tree grew. And from that tree came unlimited mangoes, and each one of them had no pit and no skin, simply juice, pulp. And he fed all the devotees. Kaviraj Goswami writes that one of those mangoes would completely fill a man's belly. So there were pastimes with Mahaprabhu playing with his devotees, chanting all night long, and then starting the Sankirtan movement, sending the devotees out into the streets of Navadvip and said, now go out and chant Hare Krishna in the streets. And you know what happened? First thing was, somebody called the police. In fact, it was the local Hindus. They said, this isn't Hinduism, chanting out loud the names. And they went and told the Muslim Qazi. He came and broke the Madanga drum and harassed the devotees and said, no more chanting. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the first mass civil disobedience movement. He went with thousands and then tens of thousands, and Vrindavan Das Thakur describes how demigods were appearing just to join that party of protesters. He said, you could not count them. There were millions that approached the Qazi's house and demanded that the Sankirtan go on. And finally he relented and said, yes, it can go on. It will never be stopped in this area. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are charming to the mind, and also there are intricacies of the etiquette of devotional service, how one interacts with other Vaishnavas, because as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches to Sanatana Goswami, the highest benefit in life comes from the association of devotees. It's the root cause of devotional service, he says, association with Vaishnavas. And it's what sustains our devotional service, and even in the perfected stage of bhakti, it is nourished by the Association of Devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this by his personal example. So everything that we have in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is molded around the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as perfectly presented to us by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes that I think you'll like very much is that out of the 64 items of devotional service, five are especially important. And they are, one, association with devotees. Two, living in a holy place. Three, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Four, worshipping the deity. And five, chanting Hare Krishna. Now, the next thing he says will astound you. Your head will spin when you hear this. And if you don't want that to happen, you can cover your ears right now. Or there's some separate rooms, sound rooms you can go in, lock yourself in. But you'll be inspired and amazed by hearing what he says next about these five processes out of the 64 items of devotional service. He says that even if you don't have faith in them, if you're not offensive, and you only have a little connection to them, you will advance in devotional service by that little connection. And here at ISKCON Silicon Valley, we see how this is true. Because here in Silicon Valley, everyone knows that in order to survive, you have to work a lot. Just to pay for the overhead, right? And devotees are working very hard, so they come and congregate here. We all come and congregate here whenever we can. But it's not all the time. It's not for every Mangal Artik. It's not for every Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's as much as we can. In comparison to maybe what some other people have, maybe it could be considered a little bit. However, because the devotees keep contact with these five processes of devotional service, and they're non-offensive. It's a safe environment here. No one commits offenses to others. Because of that, we see over time that all the members of the congregation make advancement in devotional service. In their own time scale, then their natural love for Krishna begins to come out, and their inspiration to want to chant Hare Krishna comes out. And we see it again and again, and we become inspired by it, don't we? By seeing the devotees who are connected to these five kinds of devotional service, which are association with devotees, living in a holy place, like the Holy Dham, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, chanting Hare Krishna. Just these five things, and they all go on here a little bit. And devotees come here a little bit. And the devotees are non-offensive. But they make advancement towards the ultimate goal of life very rapidly. That's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He gives us such a potent mix of important processes of devotional service. Anyone can make advancement just by being a little bit in touch with them. So some of the great acharyas who come after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have left us some precious gifts, and that is songs. Now, we read yesterday one of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami was, as one is wandering in this world, lost. Of course, a lot of people don't think they're lost, but we are lost in this world. Krishna says it in the Bhagavad Gita, Narupamasyeha tatopa labhyate nanto nachadir nachasamprachishta ashvatamenam suvarudamulam asanga shastrena dritena chitva. He says, you're as if locked into a huge banyan tree and you can't see where it starts, you can't see where it ends, you don't even know where you are. You don't know how you got here. And when wandering in this place, one is completely lost. And then how does one come out of this condition? He meets what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says is a devotee physician. They're walking around with a little black bag. And what do they have inside? He says they have instructions called upadesh. Everyone said upadesh. and they have mantra. And Prabhupada charmingly translates it as hymns. So what you get is instructions and hymns. And from these instructions and hymns, this is the medicine. If you take these two things, as prescribed by the devotee physician, said, yeah, take these and call me in the morning, then your condition starts to improve. And you see it for yourself. And then what was medicine at one point now becomes food. What I was taking medicinally just to overcome the obstacles on my path starts to nourish and maintain me. So a precious gift given to us is the songs of the great devotees who have pure love for Lord Chaitanya within their heart. Now here's what happens. This is an amazing aspect of the process of bhakti. And that is that sound carries consciousness. Everyone please say.
Sound carries consciousness.
Yes. So throughout the scriptures, there are recommendations that one associate with special kind of sound. Anavritti Shabdat, says the Vedanta Sutra. If you associate with spiritual sound, you'll become uncovered. Anavritti. And if you associate with material sound, you'll become anxious, bewildered, and more covered over. That's pretty simple, isn't it? And the sound vibration that comes from pure devotees, those who have developed love for Krishna and have no other purpose in the world except to worship Krishna and give him to others, has a profound effect on the heart. In fact, poetically, it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam to be like saffron particles. Has anybody seen saffron particles? Raise your hand if you've seen them. Is there anything more sublime than saffron particles? I mean, saffron, it's such a delicate, subtle spice. If you look at it, smell it, it's kind of intoxicating. You really can't describe it, except it has its own category, saffron, doesn't it? And if you put just a little bit of saffron in anything, anybody takes that prasadam, they'll, what was that? That subtle taste, it's driving me a little crazy. It's so good. It stimulates all the senses. One becomes enlivened by it. Saffron is amazing. So the Srimad Bhagavatam says that Krishna has particles of saffron in his lotus feet. When those who have love for him speak or sing, the vibration of their voices touches his lotus feet, and the particles that are resting there mix with the sound vibration. They're dislodged. And then they enter into one's ear and into one's heart, and you get the effect of the saffron mercy particles, SMP. And by that, our hearts change, and we become elevated in bhakti just by singing songs. Just by singing songs. Mantras and instructions. And then if you take a little instruction to hear how this works, as we were today, we started early this morning and we were reading. In fact, all week long, we were reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita because we found out that nobody can stop us. And we just kept reading. And nobody tried to stop us. We felt lucky for that. And we kept reading all day today. And as we sat and listened, we became more inspired to sing the songs about Krishna, especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and practice at least these five aspects of devotional service. Keep touch with them in our lives. So here's one of the songs that we learned. Everyone say Hare Bol. I mean, look at that slide. Doesn't that like send shivers up your spine just seeing that? Gauranga Karuna, Karuna Koro. I can tell you this, all the devotees that come on the yatra once a year to Jagannath Puri and Mayapur, when we go to Jagannath Puri, Madhavananda Prabhu, this is his theme song. He'll be coming here, so I'm just the warm-up act for him. He sings this song, and the devotees go into a kind of trance that they never quite come out of. And whenever they hear this song, then it brings them back into this trance. So if you don't want to go in a trance, we have a holding room in the back. It's soundproof, so you won't hear any of the sound. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Dosamu patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Dante trina dhore gora daki he tumara. Dante trina dhore gora daki he tumara. Bakori eso ama hridaya mandire. Bakori eso ama hridaya mandire. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Dosamu patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Jari doya na koribe patita dekhiya. Jari doya na koribe patita dekhiya. Patita pavana nama kisera lagia. Patita pavana nama kisera lagia. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Dosamu patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Bodhichi Bhavatu Pane Nahi Kanistara. Bodhichi Bhavatu Pane Nahi Kanistara. Charana tarani dane dasi koro para. Charana tarani dane dasi koro para. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahi na jane. Hari bol. Ne samupatita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Ranu Dasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Ranu Dasa. Atana karai sada narutamu dasa. Atana karai sada narutamu dasa. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahi na jane. Bhusamupatita prabhu nahi tribhuvane.
Everybody together. Hari bol.
Gauranga karuna koro nidinahi na jane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
ranga karuna karo ami binahi na jaane Samupatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Nahi Tribhuvane Tai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Tai Gaura Hari Bol Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada And now we look at the translation together. Oh, my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. Oh Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Holding grass between my teeth, oh Lord Gaura, I am calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. If you do not give your mercy to me, seeing how fallen I am, then why are you known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there is no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly makes this prayer. Gauranga karuna karo ami binahi na jaane Samupatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Nahi Tribhuvane And our Hare Krishna Dancing Award goes to Vraja Haribol So in this, all right, one more time. She's got the Swami step down better than anybody I've ever seen. In this beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur, which is a window to the spiritual world, you don't have to go far to look into the spiritual world. You just have to go to a pure devotee. In fact, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that if you meet a pure devotee of the Lord, one who's serving with no motivation, actually pure devotee means someone who's situated under a pure devotee. This is the definition of pure devotee. There are many definitions, but this is a particularly sweet one, that one who has taken shelter of a pure devotee and whose life and soul is serving, being the servant of the pure devotee is a pure devotee. And if you come in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, then you're sure to next come in contact with Krishna himself personally. And he says, it's just like in the morning time when you perceive that the sun is coming up because you see the light. You don't see the sun, but you see the light. So in a similar way, after seeing the light, you see the sun globe itself. When you see the devotees of the Lord, when you meet a pure devotee, then you know next you're going to meet Krishna. In the song, he talks about how he's going to establish a temple within his heart. So, oftentimes in this world, there are many big plans for building many things. Like what? Skyscraper. We won't go there. We don't go there. At least not for the next 3.5 or more years. Okay, they're building stadiums. Thank you for saving me on that one. Stadiums. Building Madunga? Yes, could be built. There are many things you can build in this world, many plans that you could have. But Narottam Das Thakur is saying here that the best project, actually the best and biggest project that you can take up, and perhaps the most difficult, is to build a temple within your own heart. I may keep busy on the outside world doing many things, but the most important thing that I can do is follow the instructions of the previous acharyas, like Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita. He gives commonsensical ways in which a person can make tangible spiritual advancement. And in the process, one is preparing the heart as a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the biggest project in this entire universe. There's no bigger project than that. And the way in which one can do that is already given by the great acharyas. Now, if one decides, that's what I'm going to do in life, that's the project I'm going to take up, but he or she can't do it, there's no loss. Because even if you have the intention, that's what I'm going to do, but you're restrained because of past habits, and you can only do this much. In fact, you can only intend to do it, but you can barely move towards it. Even that is taken as the greatest work in this world. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Neha bikramanasho sti prativaya savidyate. I'm sorry, I'll start over. Neha bikramanasho sti prativaya navidyate. Swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. And that is, if you do su'alpam, everyone hold up your fingers like this. That's not su'alpam. That's alpam. Here's su'alpam. Su'alpam. It's you can barely fit a piece of paper in between su'alpam. Because he's saying, there's alpam, that means small, right? But su'alpam means really, really small. So even if you can do only su'alpam to start your process of building this temple within your heart, then that's okay, Krishna says. That's the greatest work you can do in this world, more important than building elaborate buildings and making a show externally. And nothing wrong with those things either, of course, if they're done for Krishna. So he's telling us in this song, this Hridaya Mandire, how to do this. Pray to Lord Chaitanya. If you ask Lord Chaitanya, you say, I've decided, I've made my decision, I filled out the form. There's a little form you can get. Check into the desk, and it says, I surrender. And you check off the box. If you do that in your heart, you say, that's it, I surrender. Once you make that determination, the whole universe changes around you. Your relationships change, the way you see the world changes, the way you wake up in the morning changes, the way you go to bed at night changes. Everything in your life changes when you make a decision, I'm going to surrender. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityaja mame kam sharanam braja aham ton sarva papebhyo mokshayishami masuja. Just surrender unto me and I'll deliver you. So why did he come back as Lord Chaitanya? Because nobody did it. Everyone said, yeah, that sounds great, but I'm really busy right now. I got other things to do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm coming back. Anarpita charim chirat karana yivatirna kalau. In the age of Kali Yuga, he comes back. Krishna comes back and he says, for a long time, I have not given this very special mercy. And Mayamrigam Dayati Ipsitanam Vadamvad, he chases after the conditioned souls and says, here, take this sweet process of devotional service. Offenses, I don't consider so much. Surrender just a little teeny bit, enough to lift a fork and put it in your mouth for a gulab jamun or some prasadam. And one can enter into the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from that, the entire world of Goloka opens up by that. And it doesn't matter who one is. One can be the most insignificant creature, a lowly person, downtrodden person. That's the essence of this song. But if one prays to Krishna, to Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Chaitanya will immediately help one to make a temple within his or her heart. And this is the real happiness in human life. Everything else falls short, and that's why I feel anxiety. If I'm not going for this standard of happiness, then I'll always feel anxiety no matter how much I accomplish. But even if I make a tiny bit of effort towards building this temple within the heart, so the Lord can sit down there in a clean place and observe my activities with happiness and see how I'm thinking, see how I'm eating, seeing all the ways I'm interacting with others and be pleased with me. That is real happiness in life. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches by his example in this book, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we've been out all over Silicon Valley. We knocked on as many doors as we could, didn't we? And we asked as many people, we broadcasted on Facebook, everywhere, and we told everybody, you should have Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because if you read this book, then you'll understand the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you'll be able to build a temple within your heart. And you know what people said when we asked them? They said, why didn't I think of this sooner? I need a set. I've been hanging around for a while. I saw this and that, but I should have taken a set. And they took a set, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know how many, but we're going to find out in just a few minutes because Malini counted it all up. And we're going to tell you how many people in Silicon Valley took a full set of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we talked about the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his counterpart, Lord Nityananda. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a song about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And in this song, he points out that Lord Nityananda comes to open the way for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give his mercy in the world. He doesn't consider any offense. In fact, when he goes out to teach Krishna consciousness, and this is in history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Jagai and Madai were the worst of all the people in the world. And he went to tell them about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And what did they do? They chased after him and Haridas Thakur, wanted to kill him. And when Nityananda Prabhu went back, Madai broke a pot over his head and cut his head open. And even then, Nityananda didn't protest. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and he was going to annihilate this person. He called for his chakra. But Nityananda said, no, please, if you do that, you'll defeat the entire purpose of your coming, to give mercy to the most fallen in Kali Yuga. Please, just give him your compassion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of the request of Lord Nityananda, gave mercy to Jagai and Madai. So in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just see, these names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda are so powerful that when you chant them, you'll immediately feel ecstasy. Because when you chant the names of Krishna, there are various offenses to be avoided. But when you chant the names of Nitya and Gauranga, then there's no consideration of offense. That they don't take any offense. Therefore, anyone can very quickly enter into the process. Then he goes on to say that the real perfection of life is to develop a taste for chanting the names and hearing about Krishna. And that if one doesn't do that, then one's life is miche. Who's a Bengali in the room here? Bengalis, raise your hand. Miche means? False. It's a waste of time. You're wasting your precious time. And finally, he says at the end that if you take this process of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, then at the end of life, and that can come at any time, it's not predictable, then you will see Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan by dedicating your life to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doya nitai chaitanya bole nachriyar marma. Nachriyar marma, nachriyar marma, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Doya Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doya Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Doya Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal to nahe, doyal to nahe, hey mon, doyal to nahe, mar ke ye prema de, hey mon, doyal to nahe, mar ke ye prema de. Doyal Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Doya Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Ore Aparada Dure Jabe Pabe Primadhan. Ore Aparada Dure Jabe Pabe Primadhan. Vichar to nahe, vichar to nahe, o name aparad, vichar to nahe, o name aparad, vichar to nahe. Doyal Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Doya Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Takun Krishna Name Ruche Habe Guche Bebandhan. তখন কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে গুছেবে বন্ধন অনুরাগ্ধ হবে হে অনুরাগ্ধ হবে হে কৃষ্ণ নামে অনুরাগ্ধ হবে হে কৃষ্ণ নামে অনুরাগ্ধ হবে হে তোয়ার নিতাই চৈতন্য বলি নাচরে আর মর্মন তাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আর মর্মন 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 হে দয়ালি তাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আর মর্মন তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন জীবন্ত মিচ্ছে হে জীবন্ত মিচ্ছে হে কৃষ্ণ রাখি বিনা জীবন্ত মিচ্ছে হে কৃষ্ণ রাখি বিনা জীবন্ত মিচ্ছে হে দয়ালি তাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আর মর্মন দয়ালি তাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আর মর্মন 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 হে দয়ালি তাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আর মর্মন এসে বৃন্দাবনে রাধা শ্যামে পাবে দর্শন এসে বৃন্দাবনে রাধা শ্যামে পাবে দর্শন This is where Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that at the end of life, if you just dedicate this one lifetime to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, the end of life, you'll see Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. In the Sri Upanishad, Prabhupada writes that whatever one remembers at the time of death, unsavory, whether it's spiritual, you'll attain that without fail. In fact, Krishna says, Yang yang vapi svaran bhavan tajat yante kalevaram tam tam evaite konteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Wherever your mind goes at the time of death, you will attain. In fact, Prabhupada writes that whatever subject matter you're attracted to at the time of death will determine your next life. And in the Sri Upanishad, Prabhupada says, if you dedicate your life to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in somehow or other, because death is a very difficult transformation for the soul, moving from one house to another is hard enough. What to speak of getting out of this body into another one. If you dedicate your life to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you forget him at the time of death, you forget everything you learn, then he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will force himself into your consciousness and make you remember. Therefore, The devotees say, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey! 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 Bolo! Gaura Kripa Hole Hey! Ananta! Gaura Kripa Hole Hey! Gaura Kripa Hole Hey!
Gaura Kripa Hole Hey!
Gaura Kripa Hole Hey!
Gaura Kripa Hole Hey!
Nitai Chaitanya Bolo Nachare Armar Man!
Nitai Chaitanya Bolo Nachare Armar Man!
Nitai Chaitanya Bolo Nachare Armar Man!
Dora Nitai Chaitanya Bolo Nachare Armar Man!
Nachare Armar Man! Nachare Armar Man! Nachare Armar Man! Nachare Armar Man!
Nachare Armar Man! Nachare Armar Man! Nachare Armar Man! Nachare Armar Man!
Jaya Gaura Nitai! Gaura Nitai! Gaura Nitai! Jaya Gaura Nitai!
Gaura Nitai! Gaura Nitai! Gaura Nitai! Jaya Gaura Nitai!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama!
Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Oh Hari, Oh Hari.
Jaya Nitai Chaitanya Bole, Nachre Armar Man.
Jaya Nitai. Chaitanya Bole
Nachre Armar Man 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 Hey!
Nachre Armar Man Nachre Armar Man
Nachre Armar Man Nachre Amar Man Kope Manande Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol So the spiritual world, there's an absolute nature. That is, the objects that we see are fully conscious, they're non-different from, for instance, if you say the name is the same as the person, there's no difference. In the material world of duality, there's a difference between the thing named and the thing itself. And so goes with the transcendental literature that comes from the pure devotees of the Lord. So here we have the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there's no difference between that book and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a special incarnation. In fact, it's one of the most merciful incarnations of Lord Chaitanya because it goes out into various places so people can understand the nature of the Lord. He introduces himself through the book and so forth. Now, we'll try another experiment just before the very last part of our program here, and let's see if we can imitate Kashi Mishra's house, or what the devotees did there, by moving up another 7.2 inches this way and 5, because people are all the way outside and down the street, all the way to the 7-Eleven waiting to get in here. Just move in and let's let our other devotees come in if they can fit. What? And now, we're going to show you a movie major motion picture that was created by our very own Pri Kishori about the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, one of the reasons we asked her to make this and that we're showing it now is because we extended ourselves as much as possible to distribute Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita all over the last month. And we tried really hard, but still people were asking us for more of the Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. They said, I didn't get mine, I wanted a chance to give one to others and things like that. So we felt very bad about that. So we're going to show this movie, and then just for a couple of minutes, we're going to, there's people who said they want sets, so we're going to give an opportunity here on this Gaur Purnima for those who want to take another set or sponsor one for somebody else to do so. So now we'll roll the film.
Five 500 years ago, Bengal was known to be the seat of learning. However, in this erudite land, not one person, aside from the pure devotees of the Lord, could understand the real essence of life, the devotees being naturally compassionate on those who are unfortunate, called sincerely out to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to descend upon this earth and save the plight of these miserable souls.
Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then very kind, okay, that appear just to reclaim the fallen souls of this age. They are more kind than Krishna. But Krishna demands the first of all surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not demand surrender. He's so kind. So takes shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we thank you.
Gauranga,
Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga,
Nityananda,
Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga, Nityananda,
Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Thank you.
Hari Bol. We have just a few minutes because we have an offering of all the scores that the devotees have accumulated over the last month to glorify Sriman Mahaprabhu, offer to him for our book distribution, not only here but also in our yatra in India. So we just have a few minutes. Yes, Srivas Pandit Prabhu, what is your intention? Microphone.
Few weeks ago, we did a homam at cousin's house of Radha Kripa and Shyamalangi Mataji's cousin's house, and they sponsored 11 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita to be distributed today.
Hari Bol! Is that the first time that you're reporting it? This is like a new thing, right?
Yes.
This is new. 11 sets. Hari Bol! Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I would like to sponsor 10 sets.
Hari Bol!
Sudeep Prabhu, 10 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Now, a lot of times I say there's not much time. This time I'm not kidding around.
Kumari Mataji, she's there in the corner. She's a Sunday, she's a priest for the afternoon. She sponsored one set. I already have her check.
Hari Bol!
Kumari Mataji, one Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hari Bol.
Okay, so running out of time, we literally only have 3 more minutes. So I'll just do a countdown, and if there's anybody who would like to take a set for Gaur Purnima, then they can do.
And each set of Chaitanya Charitamrita is only $99. It contains 9 books, which you see on the table there. There are 9 books, and it's $99. Hare Krishna.
Gauranga, oops, I didn't even get to the countdown. Yes.
Sachinandan Hari Prabhu, 2 sets.
Hari Bol!
Anshu?
Yes, go ahead.
Five sets for Anshu.
Hari Bol! Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9, Gauranga 8, Gauranga 7, Gauranga 6.
Prabhuji. 3 sets for Sadhana Mataji.
Hari Bol! Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9.
1 set for Gita Priya.
Hari Bol! Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9, Gauranga 8, Gauranga 7, Gauranga...
Prabhu, your name? Lakshman Prabhu, 1 set.
Hari Bol! Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9, Gauranga 8, Gauranga 7, Gauranga 6.
Prabhu, your name, Prabhu? Gaurav Prabhu, 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets.
Hari Bol!
Anushree... 5 sets, okay? Yeah, Anushri, 5 sets.
Hari Bol!
Yes, Vrindavan approved. One for Raja and 1 for Vrindavan.
Hari Bol!
One set for Shakuntala Mataji. Hari
Bol! Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9, Gauranga 8, Gauranga 7, Gauranga 6.
Natwar Prabhu, 5 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets.
Hari Bol!
Saubhagya Mataji, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Hari Bol!
Koladipa Prabhu, 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets.
Hari Bol!
Driti, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Hari Bol!
Prabhu, your name? Om Shankar Prabhu, 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Hari Bol! Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9, Gauranga 8, Gauranga 7, Gauranga 6, Gauranga 5.
Vedant, one Chaitanya Charitamrita said.
Haribo!
Approved by your parents? Sri Antariksha Prabhu, 10 Chaitanya Charitamrita said.
Haribo! There's only two more countdowns, and I'm not kidding around. Okay.
Prashant Prabhu, 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Haribo! Gauranga.
Sujaya Mataji, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9, Gauranga 8, Gauranga 7, Gauranga 6, Gauranga 5, Gauranga 4, Gauranga 3, Gauranga 2.
Reena Mataji. Madhuri Mataji, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita. 2
Haribo.
Chaitanya Charitamrita. 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Last countdown, can you believe it? Haribo! Daini
Ji Prabhu, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Last countdown. Gauranga 10, Gauranga 9, Gauranga 8, Gauranga 7, Gauranga 6, Gauranga 5, Gauranga 4.
Arushi, Reena Mataji. 1 for Arushi, Reena Mataji.
Haribo!
Ruchir Prabhu, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Haribo! Gauranga 3, Gauranga 2, Gauranga...
Kumari Leela, 5 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Haribo! Gauranga 1, Gauranga 0.5.
Shyamarupa Prabhu, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita sir.
Also Rasika right there on next to you.
Rasika Mataji. She's sponsoring 25 Chaitanya.
Haribo! Gauranga 0.05. Gauranga 0.0025.
Avantika approved. 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Haribo!
Mayapur Bihari Prabhu, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Haribo! Haribo!
Preeti Radhika Mataji, 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Manjari Mataji, 2 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Rameshwar Prabhu from the East Coast, 10 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Haribo! And he's the one who got it printed all those years ago. This is like the Chipped Rice Festival where you buy stuff and make it yourself and then you give it back.
Abhay, actually your father already gave 5 sets, so let's count on his name for those 5 sets. Abhay.
0 point.
Hansapriya.
0, 0.
2 in the back. I think I...
2, 5.
Haripriya Mataji, Hansapriya's mom, 5 sets.
Haribo!
Amit Prabhu, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Haribo! He's reminding me that we're at 0.00005. There's only one more zero can be added.
Harisankirtan Prabhu, 1 more set.
Haribo!
Ramrati Prabhu, one set of
Haribo!
Geeta Priya, 1 more set.
Haribo! Haribo!
Siddhakatha Prabhu, 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Haribo!
Malini. So, Neelaj Prabhu said, I have already given. I said, Mahaprabhu gives with 2 hands. So, he said, okay, he'll give 1 more
okay.
To him.
Haribo! Were you saying something, Dainini Prabhu? The microphone didn't work?
Actually, I might as well say it now. I'm going to buy one tile for under the altar, actually.
Haribo!
Madhav, how many? Two chetanas.
Madhava.
Tarun Prabhu, one Chaitanya Charitamrita, sir.
Haribo!
Gaurika, one Chaitanya Charitamrita set.
Haribo! One from my brother. .0000
Radha Kripa,
three sets. Haribo! Okay, Raja's got her hand up.
Balmukunda Prabhu, one set.
Haribo! I feel like we're in suspended animation. Gopre Manande Haribo. Now we're going to make an offering of our Sankirtan results. So what we're going to do is a challenging maneuver. And that is, we're going to stand up in a second. Any seats you have underneath you, we can have a coordinated way of putting them in the back of the room, back corner, in a neat way. And we're going to roll up this carpet, so you got to get off the carpet just for a few minutes. We're going to move everything out of the way, and then we're going to all stand up right in front of Prabhupada's Vyasasana, and then comes the hard part. Then we're going to have complete silence. And then we're going to hear the scores, and then we're going to have Artik. Thank you very much. One more, coming in from the internet. Shashi Shekhar, one set, Shashi Shekhar, Haribo! Okay. Vanchakalpadarushcha kripasannaveva patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande.
Natari Armarman.